Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alec, Vivek and Stella with your 8am Zedlines. The number of moles on children has almost halved from 1992 to 2016, according to a newly released study, suggesting there is a reduced risk of melanoma in children today. Researchers at the Queensland Institute of Medical Research, QIMR Burghofer, studied moles on southeast Queensland children across a 25-year period. They discovered that children today are developing 47% fewer moles than children born in the 1980s did. The researchers said that this significant drop should lead to a fourfold drop in lifetime melanoma risk for children today compared to children born 40 years ago. The study's lead geneticist Nick Martin said the findings are pretty sensational and worth shouting from the rooftops. He attributes a lot of the positive change to the Cancer Council's Slip, Slop, Slap campaign that began in the 1980s.
A recent report on the safety of e-mobility devices has been made by the Queensland Government advocating for children under 16 to be banned from riding e-scooters and e-bikes. A parliamentary investigation in May 2025 after an increase in crashes, injuries and fatalities began. The inquiry focused on addressing dangerous riding, the use of illegal devices and gaps in the law that allow illegal devices to be imported. Committee Chair Jim McDonald told Parliament on Wednesday, "Changing rider culture is an important step towards reducing dangerous and antisocial conduct, protecting riders and pedestrians alike." The committee has made a total of 28 recommendations, including a 16 and over age restriction on personal mobility devices, and that all riders need to hold at least a Queensland C-Class learner licence. The report states this requirement would not apply to e-wheelchair users. Transport Minister Brent Mickleberg said the government will review each recommendation and introduce changes necessary to keep people safe.
In national news, flaws in the Western Australia's Corruption and Crime Commission's financial systems left it open to the risk of corruption for 3 years, the State Office of the Auditor General has found. Over four successive audits, the State's Office of the Auditor General identified significant weaknesses in parts of the Corruption and Crime Commission's financial processes. The audits found issues in the CCC's payroll systems, which Assistant Auditor General Grant Robinson said could result in inappropriate changes or fictitious or fraudulent transactions such as overpayments and payments to individuals who are not entitled to receive them. This is the second time in recent years the internal affairs of the corruption watchdog have made headlines. In 2024, it was revealed that an officer had gone rogue by having an extensive and intimate relationship with an informant whom she had given information to. A CCC spokesman said the issues were first identified in 2021 and 2022 financial year and had worked since then to address them.
Australian artists are urging the government to remain firm against artificial intelligence as big tech makes another push to water down copyright protections. Mushroom Music co-chief executive Chris Maund said the government must not relent on copyright. It's the fruits of hard work by humans. If they have used it to train their models, they must pay for that, he said. Mr. Maund said there is already an existing marketplace where big tech could go to rights holders to negotiate access to works in a relatively easy process. Last year, Labor announced it would not allow AI companies to freely train their models on Australian music, writing, film, and art. Attorney General Michelle Rowland said the government has been clear for some time, and there are no plans to weaken copyright protections when it comes to AI.
In international news, three men have been arrested by the UK police on suspicion of spying for China, with one of the men assumed to be the husband of a sitting MP. The identities of the suspects have not been confirmed, but British media reports have suggested that David Taylor, Labour MP Joanne Reid's husband, is one of them, with another being the partner of a former Labour MP as well. Miss Reid has issued a statement saying she had never seen anything to make me suspect my husband has broken any law. The Labour Party has not yet commented on the situation. This is not the first spying accusation between the UK and China, with a previous incident in November of last year, with MI5 warning members of parliament to be careful about attempts by Chinese agents to collect information. Beijing has denied all claims of spying on Britain, accusing them of fabricating these cases in order to slander China.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of rain. It's currently 24.5 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12.4, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.